Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and I get to speak with Reverend Jim Harden from Compass Care USA. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. You were mentioning something that I never have thought of it that way, but I mean the whole attitude, where it begins, it permeates outward from there. Tell me your. We were just talking about what's going on in Maine right now, and the Reverend had a really insightful thing to say. Tell me about this.
Well, you know, there's so much craziness going on, specifically around the mass shootings of this nature. And I think that, you know, bear with me here, but I think that the mass shootings that we see happening in the United States, along with abortion, stem from the same social disease. And that is, we no longer understand what it means to be human. We no longer share the belief that all people are made just a little lower than God and ought to be treated as such. What we've been teaching our children for the last four generations is that you're an accident, just a little smarter than the animals. And so are we surprised when people in our society behave that way? I mean, what's amazing to me, Bill, is that more of this craziness isn't happening. And now you've got Hamas going around and leaders of Hamas encouraging this kind of behavior. And Robert Card is the guy that was shooting up the place in the bowling alley. And then he left there, got in his car, drove down the road and shot up another place, a restaurant apparently, and then got back in his car and drove down the road again. I mean, what is going on? So, you know, this is a perfect opportunity. I mean, I can basically hear pro-abortion Democrats licking their chops over this one, saying, hey, this is a perfect opportunity to engage in more gun law restrictions. That's what they're doing. Guaranteed. That's what happened with Sandy Hook in New York, and they basically banned all guns. Well, here's the thing. We as citizens, Bill, you and I, are responsible for taking care of our fellow man, our fellow community member, okay, especially the weak and vulnerable among us. And that's one of the reasons why you get the Second Amendment. And so the question I was sitting listening to the radio with my wife today, and I'm like, what? Why? How did this guy start open fire on all these people in Maine in a bowling alley right. and make it out alive? How did he make it out alive? Where was everybody? Do people not carry guns in Maine?
Oh, honestly, they have permitless carry in Maine.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. And what needs to happen is people need to take more responsibility for their fellow man because we are all made in the image of God. We need to protect each other. Calling 911 is not an act of protection. Calling 911 is basically the deed has already been done and now everybody's got their head down. Well, get out there and protect your fellow man. That's why pro-life pregnancy centers exist, by the way, to protect the weak and vulnerable among us. And that's the mother who thinks that she's got no other choice but to end the life of her baby. And the baby who's got no rights in the sight of many of these state legislatures has no human rights at all. Talk about dehumanization. We are in a bad way in America, and this situation with whether we have got in Maine, as well as the situation we have with abortion in America, should wake us up to the fact that we need to rehumanize and re-civilize. But that means one thing. We've got to get back to believing that we're made in God's image. That's where dignity comes from. Government doesn't give us dignity. Government doesn't give us rights. Government doesn't give us protection. If we can get that through our head, then maybe you'll have the men in this country start to stand up and say, you know, it's my responsibility to protect my fellow man. I'm not here to carry a gun so that I can protect myself. I'm here, based on the Second Amendment, to make sure that this country is protected from tyrants like Robert Card. That's what he is. That was an act of bully tyrannism. I mean, he's a tyrant. And you've got organizations all across the world right now encouraging this kind of terrorism. And it needs to stop. And the only way they're really going to stop it is if people change their hearts and their minds. And we again believe that people are made in God's image and are worthy of protection instead of destruction.
Well, I mean, this guy, he just makes me wonder. I know that every state has a sanction or law or rule that you can be committed to protect yourself from yourself or other people. And apparently they did this with this guy.
Yeah.
But they let him out.
They let him out.
And then, I don't know where this begins to kick in or something, but like if he became a prohibited person, then the only real big gun control law they have in Maine that I'm not a big fan of is universal background checks. But if you already have guns and then they determine that you're a prohibited person, shouldn't they be following up on that? And okay, even if they follow up with him and leave him on the street, they're still leaving the weapon out there, aren't they?
Oh, sure. And what's it going to do? The solution to a lot of these problems that these secular, Democrat politicians have is to take the guns away from, sane law-abiding citizens. And it's not going to cause sanity to seep into society again. It's going to create more vulnerable populations in more places across the state and country. And what we need is for men, quite frankly, to stand up and say, not in my community, not in my town, yeah, not in my church. You know, this is happening far too often, and we need to stand up and say, look, people are worthy of protection, and I'm going to take responsibility for protect. That's, the Good Samaritan, the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus. He basically said, look, what does it mean when you're walking past somebody who's vulnerable, who's beaten and left for dead on a dangerous show of culture? Well, stop. What is the ruling elite of the day, the religious elite of the day, walk by on the side. And I guarantee you that's what's going to happen with this shooting. All the ruling elite and the political elite are going to say, oh, it's terrible. We're going to walk by on the side and not have any solutions whatsoever.
Right.
But what did Jesus say? Good Samaritan, you stop. And you solve that problem. Spend your resources, spend your time, spend your energy to give this man his life back. And that is a radically responsible and radically different understanding. It's not the government's job. It's not the system's job. It's my job to make sure that the weak and vulnerable are protected. That's radical responsibility. That's what Jesus taught, and I think that's what we need to get back to.
Well, that kind of responsibility and that kind of, I mean, it's almost, it reminds me, I guess this was when I was in basic training and everything, they encouraged us to, go to church on Sundays, which we did just to get away from the drill sergeants, right? And but that helped us get into this mindset of being able to take care of each other.
Yeah.
Because we, that was the whole thing they were trying to do, is make us a cohesive group and everything else. And what you're describing is a cohesive group of people that look out for each other's welfare. And
that's right.
We based how deadly we were going to be on our faith and on the fact that we were doing something righteous and we were doing something right. But anyway, Compass Care. Compass Care USA, Reverend Jim Harden, he runs this. They were firebombed, and they didn't stay down very long at all. And he's out there making the rounds. And I mean, this is the kind that, if Reverend Jim was around me and he had a church, I'd be going to his church just to listen, just to sit there and to soak it up, because the world today has lost that rudder. The rudder of faith. If you don't have it to steer you, you're just drifting. We'll be right back. Talking to Reverend Jim Harden. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Reverend Jim Harden, and what you just, you know, the whole notion of, am I my brother's keeper? Hmm. Most people don't think about that at all, do they?
No. I remember when my father, when I was in high school, I had a problem with one of my friends, you know, and he was going off the rails. And I said, it's not my job to make him do the right thing. It's not my job to tell him. And my dad said, are you not your brother's keeper? And I was, of course, I was pissed and I was stupid. And I said, no, I'm not brother's keeper. The reality is, you're right. We are our brother's keeper. I mean, Jesus is more than a good example. And he came to give us his resources, his life, to buy our life back so that we can actually do the same. Walk in his footsteps. Take up your cross and follow him. You know, somebody, but I was looking through the Bible and the Gospels, and I thought, you know, it'd be great if we could see if there's anybody that went to Jesus with the news. Did Jesus, you ever go to Jesus with crisis and a news item? And I found one. And there's this situation where somebody came to Jesus and like, hey, there's these pilot, the government official, the governor of the area, killed all these Galileans and mingled their blood with the sacrifice, which was sacrilege, and it was terrible. There's, you know, and then they said, well, what did you hear about that tower that fell on people, a tower of Siloam, killed 18 people? And so this is the news brought to Jesus, terrible tragedy. And, you know, Jesus' response was telling. He didn't actually go into the tragedy. He didn't actually talk about each particular tragedy. He said, look, well, the solution is repentance. If you don't repent, you will all likewise perish. What he meant was, look, you've got to get your life right. Because you have no idea what's coming tomorrow. You have no idea what's coming in an hour. You've got to get your life right. Make sure when the first thing you think about when you hear about these crises, mass shootings and abortion and all these terrible things that are happening across the world, war in Israel, first thing to think about is, are you right with God and are you right with your fellow man? That's number one. You know, there's so much stuff that's coming our way constantly, all day long. We've got to make sure that our first response is to make sure that we're right with God and our fellow man. And Robert Card is not right with God and his fellow man. And we have an opportunity to take a lesson from what Jesus said when terrible things, the news was brought to Jesus. He said, think first about what's next, about who you are as a person made in God's image. Are you right with him? Are you right with your fellow man? Are you doing the right thing by your community?
You know, I think a lot of people look at the and when I say this, I'm talking in terms of, say, an infantryman. I think a lot of people look at the mechanics of what they think faith it consists of, and they think to themselves, it's not really something that's part of my day-to-day life, but actually it is. I mean, if you've got certain things going on, the mechanics of being faithful and having faith, that doesn't make you a weak warrior. It sort of makes you sort of an invincible warrior. The whole idea of coming to peace with that and being at peace with that kind of thing, that sort of puts you in a really good position.
You can have a level head when there's chaos swirling around you, because you know you're focused. You know that God is sovereign. He's also good while you're taking care of others. You don't have to worry about your back, because God's got your back. The Bible calls God your rear guard. God is our rear guard. If we just focus on doing the right thing, he'll take care of the rest. And that's, I think, one of the things people lose sight of. But you're right, 100%. Here's the thing, though. Everybody believes something. Everybody has a belief, a series of beliefs that cause them to behave in certain ways. All behavior is derived from belief. So take a step back and analyze how you've behaved in the past, and that will be an indicator of what you believe. Some of the strongest people in the history of mankind are believers in God. If there's one thing that secular governments hate, it's Christians in particular, because they can't be moved. We understand what right and wrong is. We understand what good and evil is. And sometimes governments start doing evil things. And we have to stand strong against the face of tremendous pressure and power. And Christians, a person of faith cannot be moved. I mean, one person of faith just can't be moved. And I tell you, that's strength right there. And that only comes from belief about who you really are. Well, we are in God's image. We are made in his image. Everyone is. But we've got to be in right relationship with him, not on our own, trying to force the world into our little box like Robert Card was trying to do. I don't know what he was trying to do, but he did the wrong thing, and they're after him. But the problem that I'm having right now, and I might be cynical, but look, we were firebombed. 18 months ago, firebomb, two perpetrators, multiple Molotov cocktails. I mean, the whole thing. And we're just, the FBI has got it under control, right? The FBI has got it under control.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, right. Well, they're looking at it right now. They apparently got responsibility for the investigation. And, I'm not holding out a lot of faith in the federal government, finding this guy. Well, local police, I do believe local police could figure it out. But it's time for the rest of the community to jump in too, not hide away in their houses, and doing nothing.
Well, and that's the problem, is it? When you lose faith in the institutions and when you lose faith in the people behind the institutions are based on an ideal that isn't valid anymore. And for you're supposed to turn to them. You're not supposed to go out there and solve it yourself. Although sometimes maybe you do have to solve it yourself. But in your particular case, you have solved it because you're still up and running. You have denied the terrorist his big
goal. That's what you have to do.
Yeah,
you got to carry on. I mean, I remember being in London, and the IRA was setting off bombs in pubs and subway stations, and. What was interesting was the people in London just kept moving. They just kept putting one foot in front of the other. Oh, that's what you got to do. You can't stop. You cannot let them have what they want. You got to continue to move forward. And that requires courage, more courage than a lot of people thought they could ever have. But that's okay. So we need to make sure that we send a loud and clear message to these terrorists that we're not going to stop. Believing, and we're not going to stop behaving according to our beliefs, that all people are made in God's image.
They'll keep coming, though, Reverend. But I mean, once we get into that mindset, then that becomes less of a. It becomes much less of a threat when you're prepared for trouble. Normally, you can handle trouble, can't you?
Oh, exactly. If it takes some imagination. What if? And I don't want to be morbid. But what if the worst case scenario happened? Are you still prepared to continue on to serve people? Look, if you want to see the glory of God, wind up in the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Bible. They saw the glory of God in the furnace. But that meant, though, that they had to take a strong stance that forced them to get into that position. You know, sometimes the circumstances we're in, when we take a strong stand on principle, on what is right and what is good, we get pushed back and we get put in the proverbial furnace. But that's where God shows up. And if we deny him that opportunity, that's basically, an attempt to save our own lives. We miss it. We miss out on him. We miss out on the opportunity to demonstrate to the world what it means to be human under God.
Reverend Jim, thanks for joining me. Jim Hard, Compass Care, CEO. We'll be right back.
Pleasure.
This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. In Maine, law enforcement is actively pursuing over 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 individuals and causing injuries to over a dozen others during a shooting incident at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine this past Wednesday. Currently, a shelter-in-place directive remains in force while divers are scouring a nearby river. Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations. The Rangers and Diamondbacks are set to compete for the World Series Championship. Tonight, Texas will play host to Arizona for Game 1 of the Fall Classic at Globe Life Field. The first pitch will be delivered by former President George Bush. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Hanks, and I'm talking about I've got my Glock mojo back finally. I've said that before, but I really do have it back this time. I've never obliterated a target with a Glock since before 2015, like I did last weekend or weekend before last.
What?
I'm very happy about that too. I'm very happy about that because I was blaming the gun.
Well, you know, well that. Clip that you sent me, man. Reinforce the fact that nothing. At first, when I watched it, I didn't really know what I was looking for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then when I understood, basically, you wanted me to look at everything. And then from that perspective, you know, nothing jumped out at me as being suspect.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how you did that go into slow-mo back into real-time thing.
It's called a speed ramp.
Okay.
Did you like that?
So that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. Next time you do it, though, bro, leave it in slow-mo just a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I take the other, when I get the other gun... I'm going
for like two or three cycles.
Yeah, I'm
going to slide.
When I take the other gun, get the other gun, I'll take them both out, shoot the same setups, same scene, same angle, do them both in slow mo. Let you look at those, and then you can, you know.
Yeah, cool.
I hope there's not a whole lot.
Well, now
to that.
I wouldn't even go to the trouble of doing that, man, because the bottom line is the decision that needs to be made is yours. And it's going to be based on how the guns feel in your hands when you're firing them.
Right.
There should be no external influence on your decision of which gun to task, respectively.
I'm going to tell you something.
They're both going to do the job.
Yeah, yeah. I've come to one very interesting conclusion that I've always been a fan of the Gucci Glock. I've had three different flavors of this.
Okay.
And I have none of them left. All of them are gone. And
right.
I've come to the conclusion that with the Glock pistol, the only determining thing that you can do to it is maybe do something about the trigger. And then otherwise, you just have to master the gun. Because, I mean, other than that...
I will say this.
Yes.
About the sights.
Yes. Well, yeah, the sights.
Okay.
I should have... That goes without saying. Say what you're going to say.
If you have factory night sights, I don't know what it is about the factory night sights. I love them. Always have.
Yeah.
But they are regulated extremely well. Point of aim, point of impact at 25. Now, that's for me. You got to keep in mind that, you know, combat handgun, fixed sight, combat handgun, are more accurately known as cartridge sights.
Right.
But, I don't know what it is. If you're running factory, Glock factory night sights, those are the only, you know, factory metal sights they offer, I believe, now, or maybe not. Otherwise, get you a good set of sights, like night vision.
Night vision, that's it. I mean, I got those on on this gun, and I'm going to call CJ up and try to get them on my other gun, and, you know, just go from there. I mean, those sights are the fastest I've ever had to acquire.
Yeah, they work real well.
Yeah, and the subtlety of the night sight. I mean, when you're looking at it in the daylight, it doesn't even look like it'd be a night sight. But then you get in the dark, and wow, it's quite the night sight. So,
yeah, they got it going on, that's for sure. And they're regulated real well. That's what I like most about them.
Right.
You know, you can actually hit what you're shooting at.
Right.
They did the math properly. But otherwise, here's, as you go through this process you've got going on, keep this in mind.
Yeah.
Here's why I decided to shoot stock guns.
Right.
I wanted to see, and I still haven't seen it yet, I want to see if I can develop the skill to match the inherent mechanical accuracy of the pistol. You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And I have not been able to do that yet. So, I guess I've, you know, got a ways to go. I don't know. But, I just want to see if I can do it.
Well, I'm sure you're close. I mean, knowing you, I would think that you would always think to yourself that you got a little further way to go. I just don't see you ever getting to the point where you say, well
that's
I am good
point.
To go. I have met my objective.
That's a good point.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
I get it. But, yeah, the other part of it is pretty simple.
The flip side of the coin is, from a professional trainer standpoint, is I'm doing what I'm doing will stop pistol. You know, you should be able to do the same thing.
Right.
There's no, you know, little tricks or there's things that you can do. I mean, you can throw money at guns all day long and buy a level of mechanical accuracy that you will never be able to come close to developing the physical ability to match. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's okay. I mean, I've seen people with, you know, very expensive gun rigs, and frankly, they don't shoot very well because they don't practice.
Right.
It's almost like shooting is like golf to them. They've got all the right gear and stuff in their bags, and when they want to go shooting, you know, they go get their gun bag, go to the range, everything they need is in their gun bag, they do what they do, but it's not often enough.
Right.
You gotta practice. That's, I think, where the major disconnect is. Training is training, but you have to learn how to practice properly.
Gotta learn
to the point of rehearsals.
Yeah, but you gotta learn how to practice without starting bad habits, so you gotta be able to check that, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, how do you identify a bad habit?
Well,
How do you even know you have a bad habit?
That's why I shoot video.
Right.
Because I like to take that third-person view of things and try to see what I got going on.
Yeah, that's true, but, I mean, say you have a one-off incident.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
You know, you can't say that's driven by habit.
Right.
You know, that's the whole thing about it. Is I like your train of thought in respect to what level of consistent performance. That's another very fine point,
right,
I'd like to make. Before you can even begin to evaluate your ability level, you have to establish a consistent level of performance.
Right.
If you can't measure your ability, why are you trying to do it? Why are you trying to measure your ability if you don't have any?
Hang on there just for a second. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about guns and practicing and gun setup and second gun setup and everything else. And I mean, one of the things that led me down this path is that you told me that you had at least two guns are always set up the same way. One for training and one for carry. Is that the way it works out?
Well, actually, no.
No.
One is the in-use gun I use, you know, my everything gun, and it's the primary everything gun. But I have a secondary everything gun.
Right.
That is set up the same. You know, it has the same night vision sights on it. And that's it. Stop. G45 9mm, you know, and I run 17 mags with plus twos, so I have 19 round magazines set up with the S-Dave rig when I feel that's necessary. And otherwise I've really taken a shine to that Ruger LCP,
right?
I like the way it fires. It's enough of a pocket pistol for me to hang on to when I fire it. I like the way it's configured. And the holster that I have, I would like to... there's no manufacturing information on it. A friend of mine, Pete Pye Jr., sent it to me and said he liked the one he had, wanted me to have one to try it, and I have, and it's a really nice little holster. One thing I have noticed, though, I've not had this Ruger LCP for very long, or carried it very much, and there's already a little GI goal on the slide. For those of you that haven't been around long enough, GI goal is not good. It's West. And I thought that was kind of odd that with the finishes and stuff that are readily available today that Ruger would use something less than, good.
Right.
To, put the finish on a gun they know is going to be carried in the pocket. You know, especially, you know, down here in Florida, you know, you sweat all year round, pretty much. I do.
Right.
I don't know, man. Six or one and a half dozen of the other.
Right.
Got to keep it clean. That's all. That's the only issue I'm trying to point out. Got to keep it wiped down, keep it clean.
When you go shoot, how often, do you clean guns like you did when you were in the military? Because when I was in the military, every time we used them, we cleaned them.
No, I understand that part. Did you know that you can actually never really get a gun clean?
Well, I'm sure of that.
I mean, you can clean it, but you put it away, they'll weep. Carbon will weep out of the pores of the metal. Anyway, what was your question?
Well, I was just, you know, as far as cleaning goes, you had asked me if there's never, you just had said there's really no way to ever really get a gun all the way clean. And
I think cleaning guns is way overrated, man.
Okay.
Here's my cleaning regimen. I will start with a clean gun. Now, you know, I've been to the armorer's courses. You can YouTube anything you want. Just make sure that you're qualified and you have the confidence to do a complete detailed disassembly on your pistol, and you're capable of returning it to its functional state as you go, as you get finished cleaning it.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, I mean, it's the obvious. You set yourself up for failure. So make sure you're qualified to do that. Otherwise, I start with a completely cleaned pistol.
Right.
Detailed disassembly, cleaning, functions checks, the same with the magazines. Detailed disassembly of the magazines, component inspections, cleanings, proper assembly and functions checks of the magazines. Every 500 rounds, I will do a field disassembly, spray it out with whatever spray out stuff I have on hand.
Right.
Brake cleaner, whatever. Spray it out, allow it to dry, and then lubricate it as I assemble it. That's it. And I make sure, you know, I cycle the slide enough, and, you know, I have, you know, you follow the Glock factory lubrication points and you'll be fine. I do that 3 times, and on the 4th cycle, which would have the pistol would have digested 2,000 rounds, I do another detailed disassembly and clean. You follow me?
I do.
So every 500 rounds, I do a field clean. For 1,500 rounds, at 2,000, I do a detailed disassembly and clean. And, you know, I didn't fall off the truck yesterday. If I disassemble it at 2,000 rounds, you know, I'm not, the gun still may be as clean as it was the other times. That's not the purpose of the 4th or the 2,000 cartridge cycle. The primary purpose for that detailed disassembly and cleaning is critical component inspection for life cycle replacement of the parts. You know, if I think, you know, I need a new recoil spring every 2,000 rounds, well, then that's when I'll put a new recoil spring in.
Right.
If I want, to put a new striker spring in, it'll be every 2,000 rounds. You see what I mean?
I do.
So, a lot of people don't shoot anywhere near, the kind of ammunition we're talking about unless they actually shoot competitively, or frankly can afford to shoot as much as we're talking about.
Right.
You know, I'm going to throw a math problem out here. It's kind of a funny thing, but it's not really. I guess it depends on how you take it.
Sure.
But, you know, these guys, there's guys out there that think, yeah, I should be able to put, you know, 50, 60,000 rounds of ammo through this pistol and be good to go. Well, the fact of the matter is, you probably can through a Glock. No, I would have no doubt of that. Now, you're going to have, you know, some parts replacement in there as you go because it's going to take time to do that. But, I mean, even just to keep it realistic, say 30,000 rounds, that's achievable. And, you know, I would call that like a life cycle. I'd be like life cycle replacement on that pistol.
Right. And that's going to be the last word. That's going to be the last word to Super Dave because we are running out of time.
No problem.
So as usual, first and foremost, I thoroughly thank you for the advice and the pointers and the other stuff. And I will slow down the slow motion to where, you know, you have two or three cycles of the slide to look at, four or five maybe even.
Yeah, cool.
Super Dave Harrington, he is the creative talent behind Combat Speed LLC, which is slowly creeping back to life. He's taking a little bit of a break, a little bit of an unplug. I'm very happy to have him here. Well, now number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.